playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Talent Talk. Today, speaking with Jolene Binda, the geriatric program coordinator over at the Wawa Family Health Team. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Good morning, Daniel, and thank you for having me.
So we've got a number of things we want to discuss, just some items, some issues that especially relate to seniors they may want to know about, keep in mind. And one thing I know has been mentioned, but we definitely want to remind people, there have been some changes over at the Red Cross in town.
Yeah, so Darlene has retired and Vanjie has taken over. They've also moved buildings. They're now out of 4 Broadway. Their phone number stayed the same. It's 705-856-1964. And they offer services like Meals on Wheels, telephone reassurance, and they're hoping soon to have their PATH program, which is a transportation program, and hopefully their friendly visiting back up and running. They just have to wait for COVID standards and stuff to be lifted for those.
Okay, so unfortunately, we're still dealing with some of those restrictions on the services, but at least the Meals on Wheels were able to continue, and plans are being drawn up to bring back some of those services.
Absolutely. So March of Dimes, Samantha Fletcher is over there, and she is running our assisted living program as well as the adult day and some homemaking. So both Red Cross and March of Dimes, you can self-refer if you have any interest in any of those services, or you can get hold of us at the Family Health Team, and we can help direct you in the right direction for what services might fit your needs.
And the March of Dimes, that's based in what was once the Red Cross building. Also on Broadway by the Lakeview.
Correct.
Okay, so obviously that's another set of things that people really could use as a great services there. The day program, I know, was very much hyped up. Again, if people want to learn more about that, it's best just to contact the March of Dimes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I know that there's some fitness stuff going on, but another thing that we do want to talk about coming up a bit later this year, by that I do mean definitely a few months away at this point, but you're looking at bringing back the Seniors Expo.
We are. So after a 2-year hiatus, we're pretty excited. September 14th, save the date, down at the Community Center, we'll be having our annual Seniors Expo. So that will include soup and sandwiches for lunch, some speakers, and a whole lot of service providers and organizations in the area having booths. So if you have any question about any services in town, that'll be the spot to come find out about them.
And that has been a well-received event in previous years. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to hold that for a bit, but I do remember quite a few people showing up in the past.
I think the last time we held it, we had about 130 people show up, which was quite amazing. So we will have some door prizes and lunch is free. We'll be an RSVP system just so we know how much food to make. And some of the vendors, too, will have draws. So lots of exciting things to come on down and check out in September.
And again, since it is in September, we're not going to go into a lot of detail. We'll definitely be talking about that again in the coming months.
Definitely.
All right. Anything else that you want to make sure to mention, remind people if they want to learn more about what's going on?
In the short term, since COVID restrictions have lifted in some places, we will be offering our blood pressure clinics again. So every second Tuesday in the afternoon from 1 to 3 at the Senior Center, and from 2 to 4 at the food bank on the third Wednesday of the month. One of the RNs from the health team will be at those places to answer questions and check blood pressures and generally see how you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Once again, that is Jolene Binda, the geriatric program coordinator over at the Wawa Family Health Team, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.